I didn't think you were gonna stop.
I'm not gonna do the whole
song. The whole.
Do you want the whole song?
The whole song's like 2 minutes, right?
Start over.
We're starting over.
All right.
Hello to our four listeners out there. This is the War on Pop Culture podcast.
Hey, Ted.
Featuring our guest speaker, Justin.
It's Justin.
Justin's back. He had so much fun last time.
Oh yeah.
That he's just like, guys, I'm coming back.
I'm starting to think this is way more fun for us as the people producing this. It's no fun for anyone listening.
It was always more fun for us.
That's true.
Well, thanks for participating.
Anyway, yes, so 'tis the season to be jolly. This is going to be our Christmas-filled episode podcast.
So much Christmas. So much Christmas. No buttons, but so much Christmas.
Right, we don't need buttons.
They haven't been really working out well either.
The buttons were a good idea. But then they kind of...
I think I'm going to queue up some buttons just in case.
Anyway, so yeah, first and foremost, before we get into the Christmas talk, have any of you guys watched anything recently that's
what
worth noting?
We haven't.
We were not part of the $512 million of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say
that? Justin was. Yes.
So yeah, let's go on about it.
Justin, no spoilers, but was it good?
Oh, terrible. Terrible. I don't know what everyone else...
No, worst movie ever. Yeah.
It's very...
lynching
of
JJ.
Good. Felt like such a real Star Wars movie as opposed to the prequels. I love the usage of props as opposed to like CGI. Like, that was good. The dialogue was like good, but, you know, like cheesy good.
And, yeah.
Like, the action was good, yeah.
Let me ask you... I mean, obviously, we haven't seen this. And try to say it without, you know, don't spoil anything, but...
Don't spoil it, man.
I was talking to someone today, and they felt like if you've never seen any Star Wars anything, this could even serve as, like, its own, like, kind of standalone movie. Like, for complete new fans, you can walk in and still have a great time watching this
movie. I heard
people
say that, actually, so that's interesting. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I buy that. Like, it's like I said, it feels so much like a Star Wars movie. I don't want
to, I guess it's so far off, like 30 years from the last one, it really should be able to stand alone.
It is a complete new story, you know? So.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
No, Han, I think. He's in it, I've seen him in the previews.
Han.
I saw some
so
Chewie.
Jon Snow's in it.
What? Jon Snow?
He's resurrected as a Jedi! Whoa.
Yeah.
Now that's all I don't want to see. Crossover, Star Wars, and Game of Thrones.
Yeah, let's leave that one. Maybe some far off planet where all that stuff happens.
A planet far, far away. Yeah. A galaxy called...
One of the spin-offs.
Westeros.
Yeah, Westeros.
Alright, so have you seen anything, Mike?
I've been rewatching Game of Thrones from the beginning.
Oh.
I'll say that. It's quite an experience.
How come?
Well, Taylor wanted to watch it.
She's never watched it?
She's never seen it, so I've been starting with her.
She started from the beginning.
The first episode. There is so much I've forgotten.
Dude,
it's not. I picked up so much.
Yeah?
So much. I've also forgotten about so many characters. Like, I forgot Daenerys' brother was even on the show.
That was like this guy.
It was funny, like,
bring me my crown!
First time
so
Renly pops up, I was like, oh, yeah, Renly! And she goes, so I'm assuming he's dead now. I'm like, no! He's changed!
Just assumed everyone's dead, you know.
Yeah. But,
that's interesting. How far in are you now?
Episode, like, 5.
Oh, okay, not too far.
Just started watching
it. So Ned Stark's head is still attached.
Yes.
Okay.
So spoiler alert.
Jeez,
I hope Taylor doesn't listen to that.
I don't think she listens anymore, so I think you're safe.
I thought everyone knew that. Come on.
That was one of the shows that I rewatched it before, I think, last season. And, dude, even within the same season, some of the lines that they're dropping, what they reveal about stuff.
Oh, that's to come? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So full of it. You have to, now, when I watch it, pay attention to every line of dialogue.
That's definitely a show you have to.
Yeah.
Did you read the books?
No, I haven't read the books,
but you watched. Right,
so you rewatched all of them before season 5?
Before last season, yeah.
Are you going to do the same thing?
Yeah, why not?
I feel like it's fascinating that, because none of us have read the books.
Uh-uh.
But we, you know, Perez has and some of that. We all have people, we all have friends who have read the books, and it's just so fascinating now that the show caught up to the end of the books. So everything
well,
is
surpassed.
Just,
even surpassed the books.
I thought like that was the ending of the last.
No, surpassed the books.
It?
Yeah, well, because the White Walkers, that whole thing with I think it was the 7th episode. You know, with Jon Snow sees all the White Walkers. Mm-hmm. Like that's never happened.
Never happened.
In the books,
right.
Yeah.
But doesn't the last book end with like Jon Snow's in his and everything? Right.
It ends with it, like, being left up in the air if he's alive or not.
Every part of the storyline
eclipsed
by the show.
Eclipsed?
I know Arya, they've ran out of her storyline in the book. I'm pretty sure there's a few things with Daenerys.
Where's Bran?
A few things with... Well, no, and Bran. Bran still has a lot.
Is he coming back this season?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not... He's not going to take off another season? God.
I don't really care.
I kind of like that story. No, I like that story.
Well, that's another thing, too. Like, rewatching it so far, I'm like, oh, I used to like Bran. Before the tree
people. Yeah,
before the tree
people. Come on.
Yeah.
Hodor's he's a fan favorite.
Well, she was also like, oh, that's so sad. Like, how's he going to get around? It's just staying in bed. I'm like, oh, just wait. Oh, yeah. Just wait until you see how he gets around.
Piggyback.
Night and day.
Oh, that's interesting. That's pretty cool.
I don't think I've seen... I didn't watch any new movies since... What did we talk about last... What movies did we bring up last
time? We brought a lot of movies up last time. You saw the Night and Day or whatever. The before last night or something. The Will Ferrell movie.
The night before, yeah.
What were the guesses? Before last night. The day before tomorrow.
I haven't seen anything since then. Nothing like to really... We rewatched the Star Wars movie. That's what's about it. I've been rewatching a lot of stuff.
There you go. No, I mean, I've been on a Christmas kick, so that'll be useful for the coming up segment.
Have you seen I saw Jingle All the Way recently?
Oh, I love that movie.
Not in a long time.
So I watch it like every year, okay?
Give me the thumb.
Oh, it's so good.
Whenever it's on in the Christmas
it's
time.
Terrible, yeah. It's terrible, man. Sinbad is great in it.
Jamie.
He knows my name.
All right, man.
We're getting ahead of ourselves here. I'm finally watching Fargo.
I heard it's so good.
Facial.
Cedric told me he think. Cedric's my friend. Two listeners out there. He told me that he feels like it's better. Like where the show is right now, he likes it more than Breaking Bad. Like he thinks Fargo. It's not even good. It's like it's like setting itself as like one of the best in his mind, like of all time.
I'm careful to do stuff like that because it can let you down if you build your
or if you tell someone else this.
Right, you don't want to hype it up. I mean, because every single time I tell someone to watch Fargo, I'm like, it's really good. But you know, you try not to hype it up like that. But it's different because it's an anthology series.
Yeah.
So in a way, overall, it might not be better because you're breaking it up into separate stories. It's like American Horror Story. It's hard to compare that into a series
like
Breaking Bad.
He's saying at least this season, though, was
really,
really
good. It's crazy
because
the first season was so good.
And wait, you watch Fargo too or
no? No, no. Oh. But what I'm saying is that I can't see it being better than a series like Breaking Bad.
Because it's like five seasons of the same storyline.
You can expand character development and everything. You can do a lot of better things. But in a way... You could do a lot more in anthologies, too.
Oh, I'm not... Yeah. You know. But to me, it's like to be like a all-time great. Unless they're very good season after season for a long stretch.
It's so freaking good.
That's also really hard to do, I feel, too. To like consistently be great.
True Detective. I was always in the conversation, because True Detective season one and Fargo season one, same year. And I was always like, you love True Detective. Everyone that loves True Detective, watch Fargo. It's better in every way possible. Mm-hmm. You know? So and it's continuing. Season two is you know, people say it's better than season one.
Same writers, do you know or no?
Same people involved. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so, same I mean, actors or just
anthologies. Production. Everyone's completely different. Gotcha. It's got your boy Patrick Wilson in this season. I know you have a little man crush on P. Will. Patrick. But yeah, the second season ended already, but I'm two episodes.
Oh, it's over?
It's only 10 episodes each. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I've avoided spoilers. I'm two episodes left, and someone told me that the episode 9 is just crazy. That like this wouldn't make sense in any other show but Fargo. But yeah, I'm excited. That and the Homeland finale was good too. I really like that show as well.
Well, get into it, Rob. I got nothing to really talk about on my end. Tell us about Homeland.
Homeland was interesting because this year it really. It's cool because it kind of focused in on cyber terrorism, which is kind of prevalent nowadays with all the hacks this year. Look at the past year. How many hacks like have been, your bank account's now jeopardized. You got to change your passwords for this. Like it happened maybe like, you know, 3 or 4 times this entire year. So Homeland Security is a show about that. And it dealt with, you know, cyber attacks, and it was really good. It was good. It was really, really good. Nice. It ended really well. Kind of, but a show like Homeland, I feel like, is always going to be lesser than the the better shows like Game of Thrones, because they don't take as many chances. I don't know if that's Showtime telling them not to
just
do stuff.
It safe, yeah.
Right, because they really wrap things up too tightly. While Game of Thrones, you just know everything's messy.
Yeah.
You don't expect
no
things to be tidy at all.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You expect things from home, man, and it always happens. They don't really take too many risks. So in a way, that will always kind of like, you know, diminish the power
potential.
And
right, exactly.
Yeah. And that's why shows like Fargo with anthology, they could take any risk
they
want.
Can really do
because
anything
their
they
characters
want.
Aren't coming back next season. They
that's
could
true.
Kill off anything
right.
they want.
That's true.
You know, so that's the juggling trick going on there. Anything else?
I finished Masters of None. I know
we talked about that.
Oh,
did you ever finish Narcos too?
No. I don't know why. I still haven't. I have two episodes left. It's like haunting me that I haven't finished it yet.
I'm excited to watch, because I finally got Netflix, so I'm excited to watch that. I'm excited to watch the second season of Transparent on Amazon. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, that just came out, right?
Like a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
And like apparently there's this other series on Amazon that just got renewed, and they said it's like the biggest Amazon, well, not like this big Amazon series, but this one's really good. It's like a fantasy sci-fi show. I don't know. I'll check it out. I'll let you guys know eventually. Mm-hmm. What were you saying about Masters of None?
I really didn't have much to say besides it's consistently funny. And Aziz at least really blew me away with his writing and directing. You know he directed all of them, right?
I did not know.
Great, great, great job. I recommend it. It's really funny. And it's a different take. Like, there's a lot of things that you haven't seen a lot of before. Just,
cool.
Yeah, so I recommend it.
Are they
it
like just
good.
Half-hour comedy?
Half-hour,
like,
yeah, half-hour shows.
Nice.
Every episode is great.
I hope he gets his parents in it more. The first couple episodes, his parents were in
I heard
it.
His dad is great.
Have you watched the whole thing?
Yeah. Nice.
I gotta get on that then.
I like how he says, like, ever since the show, his dad's not the same. Like, he's let fame get to him. He'll sit there, like, he'll be, like, wanting to sign autographs at, like, restaurants and stuff like that.
That's pretty good.
But it was good. I recommend Master of None. You didn't check it out at all, right?
I haven't checked it out yet.
Definitely see it. And the episodes go by quick. Like,
good,
you don't even realize 30 minutes have gone by.
Really
yeah.
Cool. A lot of episodes, like 10, 12?
10 episodes, I think.
Oh, that's really quick then.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. So, should we get jolly? Should we,
You want me to get the old guitar again?
I wouldn't mind. I almost brought eggnog, but...
I wouldn't drink it.
You don't like eggnog?
I, to be fair, I've never had it. I can't imagine liking it. Eggnog...
It's like a milkshake.
With eggs, though, like...
But just don't think of that.
Just don't
like
think
eggs.
About what's in it and
I
what
do
it's
like,
called.
I do like eggs.
Honestly, I'm not even sure
like
how eggnog is made.
Eggs.
Like, I don't know how that is.
I don't know.
You don't like eggs?
No, I like scrambled... No, it's, I'm saying it's not exactly the same as
right.
scrambled eggs or fried
okay.
eggs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
might give it a try.
It was a trivia question. I did, like, work trivia the other day. What do you guys think the country of origin is for eggnog? Where did it originate?
I'm going to say some Scandinavian country.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's my guess. What it like?
Ireland.
England.
England.
So, listeners, you just learned something. England.
Knowledge
yeah,
has been dropped.
Win that trivia point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give me half the app that you win.
All right, so Christmas. Christmas upon us. It's a couple more days left to Christmas. Do you guys partake in any Christmas traditions? Like, what gets you in the Christmas mood? Because I feel like it was very difficult this year to get into the Christmas mood.
Oh, I'm
mood.
In it, baby.
So
come on, look at them socks.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look at them socks, baby.
So, Mike wears socks to get into Christmas mood.
That's all I need is a pair of socks.
I'm telling you, it was really difficult for me to get into the mood this year. Because of the weather. Because it was less than a month from Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving was on the 28th. So
unlike other years.
Yeah.
No, sometimes Thanksgiving's on like the 22nd. You have more than a month before Christmas.
No, usually... Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you.
Usually, though... All right.
Usually it's around the 24th, 25th. You usually have a month, but we had three less days this year.
Three less days. Okay,
which
you.
Is huge, man.
I feel like I'm seeing less Christmas around, but for whatever reason, I'm more festive than I normally am.
Explain.
If that makes any sense.
Explain.
All right, so for instance, like, you go in the supermarket every day. Normally, I'm just berated by Christmas songs. I've noticed, actually, that I haven't heard any. I even remarked to one of the cashiers today, I'm like, there's no Christmas music playing. Like, yeah, because we're sick of it. I'm like, okay, whatever. So,
they
I
probably wouldn't be sick of it, though.
I haven't seen, like, too many Christmas movies on TV. I haven't seen Home Alone pop up yet. That's normally the thing. Once I see Home Alone, I'm like, all right,
Mike,
I'm there.
Do you not go to Channel 699 and just put it on every night?
What Channel 699?
ABC Family.
No, I'm not. 25 Days of Christmas. I'm not typically on ABC Family.
They never play anything else but Christmas. I've watched Elf and Home Alone and like everything like maybe five times
Elf
already.
Elf would help.
I've watched Elf five times this year. It's so good.
Already this
year? Yeah, it's
this season.
This season. It's always on.
How many gums do you give Elf?
Elf?
Yeah.
Funny thing, I didn't like Elf in the beginning, but now I'll give Elf as a Christmas movie. I'll give it like 8.5 out of 10 as a Christmas movie.
Okay.
As an overall movie, 6.5.
That's still fair.
6.5. I think it's...
Compared to Forrest Gump. Like, come on.
Yeah, the gum meter, Gumpy.
He's a really good buddy. He's a really good buddy.
But Elvis is like, it's a modern-day classic for Christmas movies, man. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I mean... Yeah.
I feel like it's the last classic Christmas movie. Like, what's really... Oh, I guess Bad Santa came out after it. But that's not really like. I mean, I love Bad Santa. I watch Bad Santa every year.
It's not your typical.
But it's not your typical family Christmas movie. I think that was the last one that came out.
I mean, for me, you guys probably never seen it.
Polar Express flopped. That was supposed to be one.
First of all, I don't think that flopped at all. That made a ton of money.
It didn't stand the test of time. We'll say that.
It's still being shown. I don't know, man.
Who watched? Besides you and your ABC 25.
ABC 25, I paid it like 10 times already. I honestly never saw it. But Tom Hanks is in it and he does like 10 different voices. So it's awesome.
That's pretty cool. Honestly,
I don't think you guys seen it or even heard of it, but there's a movie called Arthur Christmas that came out maybe 3 years ago.
Like, that sounds familiar, actually.
Awesome movie.
Like Arthur the...
Not the aardvark. Exactly.
I'm not watching. It's not Arthur.
I thought it was going to be that. Yeah. It's apparently another like cartoon series. The guy's name is Arthur. And he's like this really goofball character. And, dude, that is the best, most recent holiday movie.
No, but I'm saying, I'm not even... Like, not even your opinion of what's a great holiday movie. I mean, like, ones that really, like, take off and everyone watches it.
Oh, definitely it's Elf, then.
Elf is definitely the last one, but Elf came out about like 11 years ago.
I mean, you know, give it time. I don't feel like things come out.
It's the same thing with Christmas songs, though. It's hard to get a classic Christmas song because everyone just loves the traditions. Christmas has a lot to do with traditions, and it's difficult to throw in something new in there to kind of break it and be like, oh, wow, this is so good that we have to throw this in our cycle. But
when did Love Actually?
2003.
That was around Christmas.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but that's
not really...
It's a Christmas time.
No, but a lot of girls love watching that around Christmas. You're absolutely right.
Like five times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to throw that in.
I was going to talk about Christmas movies and movies that are set around Christmas time. Because there's a lot of different... They're different. And I like Die Hard, for instance. It's not a Christmas movie. But it's a Christmas... The plot is around.
In the movie. I think he's trying to say Santa. It's all an allegory. That's Santa Claus.
Let's just start out. All right, so Christmas movies in general. Some of the faves. Some of the favorites. Personal faves.
My personal fave? Christmas Story.
Christmas Story.
Hands down, Christmas Story.
Have you watched it this year?
No, because I'm going to watch it about like 10 times in 2 days. I'll get my fix then. But Christmas Story, I like my Bad Santa, as I said before. I'm a fan of Scrooged. I like Scrooged a lot.
Nice.
I don't know. Besides those three, though, I don't really... I haven't jingled all the way in a long time.
We've gone through a bunch of... That's one of my favorites.
So good.
We've gone through, like, all my favorites already.
what were your favorites, then?
Jingle All the Way, Bad Santa's a good one.
Excuse me.
What else? Elf.
Elf is just funny, you know. So Home Alone not on anyone's list?
Home Alone is good.
One or two?
Two.
I was just going to ask. You're a two guy, one or two?
Two.
They're just the same exact movie.
I'm a city guy. Though.
So, like...
City, running around the city.
If I had to choose... I guess I would choose two, actually.
One is by far the better movie.
They're the exact same movie.
There's way better hijinks and traps and things in two. The pranks or the game, whatever his little tricks are, way better in two.
That as a kid you're just like, oh, that would be awesome if I were in this like Toyland for like, you know, like stuff like that. But it would be awesome if I was in the city and there's the Rockefeller Tree. I mean, there's just so many cool things about that. It's just we live so close to it.
Yeah. Well, that's true too. We live right near New York.
It hits home.
And honestly, Shovel Guy or Pigeon Lady, I'm picking Pigeon Lady every time. But I think one was just a better made movie.
I think they're the exact same movie.
They're the same movie, but whatever. I like one more. Whatever. Whatever, Rob.
That was the whole conversation about whatever, man.
Whatever, Rob.
But, yeah.
So
you haven't seen Home Alone since
I haven't
year?
Seen Home Alone. I'll probably watch it
like Christmas.
I just watched
number two. Like, yeah. 2 days ago, it was on HBO. I watched it. It was good.
It's still good? It didn't go bad?
It's still good.
What are the Christmas movies? Well, yeah. I actually got a lot of flack about this at work today. I've never seen Christmas Vacation, and that's everyone.
Oh, really?
A lot of people love Christmas
Vacation.
You haven't
seen Vacation. I'm the wrong guest for this podcast.
No, you are the right. So you are the right movies. One.
But yeah, no.
Yeah, Christmas Vacation is a really good one.
That was a lot of people's like favorite Christmas movie.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but it's definitely one worth watching.
Why do you think we'll like it?
Because it's just so ridiculous. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Fair enough. How many gumps, Rob?
Christmas based or just regular based?
Christmas gumps.
Both.
As a Christmas movie. Well, so what are we saying is the top Christmas movie then? Christmas Story.
Wait, you can't even give it on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, I was gonna say like out of gums it'll be this, but out of like Christmas Story,
out of Ralphie's, how many Ralphie's does it get for Christmas Story?
Out of Ralphie's, I would give it like 7.5 out of seven and a half.
Way more than that.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's not one of my favorites.
Once he tried to alter the scale, I knew it wasn't going to be.
Yeah. It's not one of my favorites, but I still think it's worth watching at least once, you know. It's a Christmas. It's a Christmas classic.
What other classic movies are there besides, like, do we not name certain ones?
Oh, I'm sure. Probably.
I mean, there's obviously, like, all those, like, claymation ones and the puppet, like, you know, the Rudolph ones.
Right. I've seen all of those.
I actually really like the Santa Claus one, the one with Burgermeister Meisterburger.
Yes, Burgermeister Meisterburger is so good.
And actually, the Heat Miser, Snow Miser one.
Year Without
really
a Santa
good,
Claus?
That's
my favorite one.
That's really good.
That's my favorite claymation, Year Without a Santa Claus.
Yeah, those are really good.
Heat Miser, Battling Out with Freeze Miser, whatever
it is. He's Mr. White Christmas, he's Mr. Snow.
Sorry, you gotta watch it, man. It's, yeah. So, it's only 40 minutes, so it's worth it.
Okay, alright, 40 minutes.
And like the Rudolph one and with the misfit toys and everything.
Is that the one with the elf wants to be a dentist?
Yes.
Yes.
So good.
It's a good one.
Just so very good. It's classics. Classics right there.
And actually, Charlie Brown Christmas is great. Yeah, it's great.
Those things are just like half an hour long and you just enjoy. You have a smile on your face at the end of the story.
Aww.
That's what you want on Christmas time. You want to be merry, you want to be jolly.
I'm feeling pretty jolly.
Oh, man, I'm feeling a little drunk.
I'm pretty...
You're a little drunky over here. But, there's... okay, so should we move on? Are there any more Christmas movies we have to name?
I'm trying to remember anymore, but I'm striking out. I can't think of any at the top of my head. Is Edward Scissorhands considered a Christmas movie? I like that movie a lot.
Well, that's
Christmassy.
Yeah, we could throw it to the movies based around
Christmas.
Based around
Christmas, okay.
You know, right, true. Because I think my top would be Toy Story in that sense. Oh, yeah.
That's a Christmas movie?
It's a movie based around Christmas.
Isn't that like take place in the summer? I remember like Sid and shorts and the
grass.
That's
how they get the new toys.
Oh.
And then the whole plot
like
starts.
2 minutes of the movie.
And the ending. Because they get a new toy at the end.
All right.
Get with it.
You're cheating, Rob.
Get with it.
I still say Die Hard.
Get with it. Die Hard's awesome.
Oh, actually, no. I take it all back. Favorite Christmas movie? Batman Returns. Batman Returns is my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, that's
fuck, I'm watching that tonight after you guys leave. I'm putting on Batman Returns.
Batman Returns.
I love that movie. Christopher Walken.
That was like one of my first soundtracks.
Batman Returns?
I'm sorry, CDs.
CDs. Like you purchased Batman the Returns. Compact
Wait, disc. Are you sure Returns or was it Forever? Because Batman Forever was more around the time where I'd picked...
Oh, wait.
Not the one with Seal.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
Batman Returns was the Tim Robin one with the Penguin.
Right.
Oh yeah. I'm getting my French. Yeah, Forever was the.
That's a great CD.
Oh yeah, that's a great CD.
Yeah. U2 and the U2. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, that's right.
We're switching everything up now. Favorite Batman movie soundtrack. I guess favorite Christmas songs though, right?
That's a nice segue. Go on, you know, Christmas songs.
It all depends on what mood I'm in. I like some Carol of the Bells by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I'm trying to like rock
like
out.
There's another version of Carol of the Bells that's awesome.
The Metallica one.
I gotta hear that. But there's another one that's because I've been to force myself to get into the Christmas mood. I've been throwing on 106.7 because it's just nonstop 24/7 Christmas music. And yeah, A lot of good Christmas songs out there. I'm more of a traditionalist, though. I like Perry Cuomo, like Bing Crosby, to sing some Christmas songs to me. Some Nat King Cole, you know.
The one I opened up the show with, the Chuck Berry Run Run Rudolph, is one of my favorites.
That's a good one. That is a really good one.
But I think my favorite's probably Jingle All the Way, though. No. Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, it was just like...
Jingle All the Way now. Jingle Bell Rock. Yeah, I like it so much, don't even know the name. But I like that one. And I really like the Peanuts movie one. The Christmas Time.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. What about you, Justin? Christmas songs?
The one that comes to mind, that Mariah Carey one.
That is a great one.
I was reading an article about, like, the whole, like, kind of like what we were talking about with Elf. Like, where is the next, like, modern day Christmas song classic? Because that was how long ago?
Like, 90s, early 90s?
Very long ago. And there really hasn't been... It's hard to throw yourself into that Christmas classic song category.
Well, you gotta get lucky. You heard that she recently was eclipsed by another song. Like, that was the highest-selling Christmas song of all time. And then this year...
Song or album?
Song.
There's another song?
And I hate this song, but it's the Paul McCartney song actually overtook Mariah Carey this year.
Really?
I hate that song.
I don't like that song much. Yeah.
Paul McCartney has actually said in an interview it's the worst song he feels he has ever written in his entire life.
He was like, take that. I do like the Lennon Christmas song, though.
That's a way better Beatles-related Christmas song.
It's so good. I love that song. But if I had to pick songs, it would be First Noel... And Do You Hear What I Hear? Those are my two favorite Christmas songs. Any versions, I would love it.
Do You Hear What I Hear? You forgot to mention Gremlins as one of your favorite Christmas movies. It's a huge part of that movie.
Forgot about that one. But like I said, I'm more of a traditionalist. I like the old school singers. Just throw me a little...
Rob likes to sit around and just have his parents sing psalms to him.
The First Noel's a good song. That's a good song.
Noel's a good song. And I'm not hating.
And I love how, like when I was younger, I would always see, like, oh, this song is called The Christmas Song. And I'm like, how did one song was able to get the title of their song, The Christmas Song? Like, that's not fair at all. That's just cheating.
We're the only game in town.
That's cheating, right?
Have you guys ever seen the Christmas episode of Home Improvement? Actually, I'm sure you haven't. But,
probably. I've seen a lot of Home Improvement.
They do the letters backwards, and it's Leon instead of Noel. Leon.
Sounds like tomatoes.
It's great.
Is that our segue to TV show episodes?
It's a good segue. Do it. Yeah, the Home Improvement Christmas episode is pretty good.
It's crazy to say that every sitcom has done... A Christmas episode. Yeah. And the most memorable ones, you know, I guess let's talk about those. Memorable ones.
Nah.
No.
I don't want it.
We're done with this podcast.
I mean, I always revert to Seinfeld, but obviously there is no Christmas episode. There is Festivus, though. Which might be the greatest holiday episode of any TV show ever.
That one's so good.
But I mean, if we're talking Christmas-based, I mean, The Office...
Office had amazing Christmas episodes. The Yankee Swap one.
Yankee Swap.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's such a good episode.
So good.
Michael's got an iPod.
He's like, the spending limit was $20, but I got a $200 iPod. And then he gets so offended by his... Oh, dude. That was just a classic. Classic Steve Carell right there.
My favorite, and actually it's like a weird tradition I have with my mother, but every Christmas we watch the Always Sunny Christmas special.
Yes.
Oh. And yeah, it's a great Christmas episode. Yeah,
it's really an
hour-long one instead of 20 minutes.
Right. It throws a little more. Yeah. I always revert back to a little South Park, a little Christmas poo action.
Oh, Mr. Hankey, yeah.
I don't know why. We were just so young when that came out, and I was like,
I mean, I don't know if it's still that great, but it's going down memory lane.
It's definitely memory lane-ish, but I found that episode so hilarious back in the day. So I kind of, you gotta pop that in. You gotta pop that in a little bit.
I think Family Matters had a good one, but I can't really say much about it right now, so maybe it wasn't that good.
I remember one from Frasier. I don't know if you guys ever watched Frasier. Were you a fan of Frasier at all? Frasier started dating someone who was Jewish. and to go out with her, he had to, like, pretend he was Jewish during the holidays, so he had to tell his brother and his dad to act Jewish so he can, like...
I think I actually remember that episode.
So
yeah.
funny.
I think I remember that episode.
So funny, because Niles was, like, dressing up to be Jesus Christ in a play. And, like, it's just... It's, like, the way they always do that show, it's just... It's so perfect. It was hilarious. Great, great episode right there. I would definitely recommend that one. Without a doubt, you guys would laugh. I'm just going
to
put that
to fans of Frasier or to people who don't even like it. Still.
Anyone would
like
it.
You like this one.
Anyone. Community, the Claymation episode, Christmas.
I didn't really like that one. I didn't like the Claymation one.
I thought that was cool. It was like, it was so Ovid. So I liked it. It was just so weird and Ovid. And I don't know, because I'm a big fan of all the Claymation movies. So I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
Boom. What about the other Community? Was there another Community?
I'm trying to remember if there's another one. I know Workaholics had a really good Christmas episode, where it was like a more like a Christmas in July episode, but that was a great episode of Workaholics. I don't know. I can't.
Did Arrested have a Christmas one?
No, I was trying to think. They don't have any Christmas ones. Dead air.
What about Curbed? Was there Curbed?
Oh my god, Curb has great. Curb has an amazing Christmas episode where it's the episode where Larry swallows Cheryl's pube and he's trying to get it out of his throat the entire episode.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
He tells Joseph, the guy who's Joseph in the manger scene, he's like, "No, I can't get this pubic hair out of my throat." And he gets disgusted and he leaves his house.
That is a good one.
That was a really good episode.
Oh, man. What else? Any new shows that had Christmas episodes?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. How's that Fargo Season 2 Christmas episode?
Mad Men actually had a couple decent Christmas episodes. But what did I just say right now?
You just said Mad Men.
I said you said right before
Fargo. You said Fargo.
I hate you so much. Oh, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
They had some really good Christmas episodes. They're just...
Would you like to go into it?
No. I'm asking.
Take my word for it.
Take my word.
I'm not taking the word on that.
You guys, you don't like that? You don't like? Have you watched it?
He swears by the show,
dude. It's
he
so
really
good.
Does.
If
love
you don't
Brooklyn
mind
Nine-Nine.
Andy Samberg, you'll like the show.
I think that's my problem.
I don't think Andy Samberg would be the problem for me in that show. I think it'd be too, like Terry Crews and like all that.
You don't like Terry?
Oh,
Crews?
I like Terry Crews.
I like him, but he gets so he's in everything now.
Joe Latroglia, whatever his name is, he's hilarious on the show. He's great. Andre Brauer, whatever his name is, I think he's the best character on the show. And he plays
Joe Latroglia is the second most underrated actor.
Paul Dano.
Besides Paul Dano.
He's hilarious.
I love
Joe Latroglia.
He's
like everything.
He's so good. He made Role Models for me. Single-handedly made that movie for me.
No, him and Superbad was pretty good.
He's also great in Superbad. I'm a nice guy, right? I'm a nice guy.
Come on, I got a buddy to go. We're going to have
a Joe Latroglia
podcast episode. We're gonna
next, tune in 2 weeks for the Joe Latroglia tribute.
You don't
want
to miss it. It's must listen podcast material.
I'm trying to think like what else we have.
Parks and Rec? Is there a Parks and Rec episode?
I know there is, but I can't.
There has to be
I
one,
can't
right?
reference it, so it can't be that great. I know they did one, but right, I can't think of it right now.
Because like you said, every sitcom has to do a Christmas episode.
Yeah,
and we're just naming good sitcoms, and I can't name it either. I don't know. I can't put my Whoa.
Friends?
Someone talked.
Christmas books?
Friends? I mean, there was a bunch of Christmas episodes, but it wasn't really, like, Christmassy. It was like, it would be like, the cold opening would be Christmas, and then they would just go on to something else.
No.
It wasn't very Christmassy.
Stupid shows. Damn shows. More Christmas specials. That's what we demand.
Okay. Modern Family? Did they have one?
I could say this. How long are we into this right now?
I have no idea, but we probably are about half an hour-ish.
I want an entertainment wish list. Christmas wish list. Or a Christmas wish from each one of you. What do you want in 2016 for Santa to bring you entertainment-wise? I know it's, like, awkward, but whatever. I'm putting you on the spot.
This is really... Like, what do you mean? Like, anything?
What do you want to happen... No, not in your life. I mean, like, entertainment-related. That's what the whole podcast is about.
In my life, I want this to happen.
Yeah, I want a car.
Make it happen. Wish list.
An entertaining car?
Yeah. I wanted to tell some jokes. No, but what do you... All right, I'll give you one thing for mine. I see... We didn't really touch on it, we had our Oscar predictions last podcast, but the Golden Globes actually happened since then. The nominations came out. I would like not only for Paul Dano to win the Best Supporting Actor, but to get an Oscar nod as well.
For, so you have to win Golden Globes and get a nod for
if he wins,
Oscar.
Oh my god, that's 2016 and 17. What? I don't need anything.
That's it. I'm done.
I'm done.
Keeping up by next season. Why don't we do like one realistic one?
That's not happening.
Come on, that's a dream, man. That
is. All right, my 2016 wish, entertainment-wise, a better season 3 for True Detective.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, it got renewed.
That's a good
it's
one.
It's happening.
That's a good one.
The season one was so good, I would love to see it come back to form in 2016.
Man, you're just putting us on the spot right now.
What about Leo winning an Oscar? I'd love that. I'll just keep going.
I don't think I have to put that there, because I think he's going to do it. I think he's just going to do it.
No, I think the Academy is just going to say, fuck you,
no,
Leo.
He doesn't need my wish. He's going he's due. I was kind of like, I don't think the race is that tight this year. Lots of races in the past
well,
have been
what
really
about,
tight.
What about Fassbender?
He's not going to win it, though. He'll be nominated.
Because no one saw that movie.
No one saw it, and like, there's a lot of problems with it. It's more of like a writing, you know, quotable movie. Not really. I mean, he was great in it, but nah, it's not an Oscar role in
okay.
my opinion. Like, I don't know. Okay, so entertainment wise, yeah. Wish list. I don't know. I can't even think of, like, a movie that I want.
What movie are you excited to see and you hope it's going to be good? Like, it lives up to the hype in 2016. You're pumped for it.
The Revenant.
It's not technically this year. It's just...
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what movie's coming out next year.
I'm pretty stoked for the Civil War, and I hope it's good.
Looks,
I hope Civil War is awesome. Yeah.
You guys haven't watched those movies?
I saw that trailer.
I haven't seen one Captain American movie.
I haven't seen one.
Dude, they're good. They're really.
I fell asleep for the first one.
I thought the Captain America franchise was going to be like a bit boring, and then I saw Winter Soldier. I was like, no, this kicks ass. Like, Winter Soldier is really.
I saw the first one.
Awesome. Awesome.
I fell asleep during the first one, so that's why.
So I'm hoping Civil War doesn't let me down.
I saw a preview for it at Star Wars. It looks amazing.
It looks good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I don't know. It just might be over superhero movies, honestly. I still haven't seen the new Avengers.
I've missed.
You can skip that one.
I've missed a lot of superhero movies, but
I just. And Captain America never appealed to me. I don't know why. He just never appealed to me.
Well, he didn't appeal to me either.
But, yeah.
No, yeah, the character never appealed to me, but the movies are really, really good. So I'm hoping that goes well.
I'm hoping that Tom Hanks makes another good movie this in 2016. I want to make it 3 years in a row. Keep the streak going.
Of good Hanks movies?
Yeah.
What was last year's good Hanks? Oh,
Captain Phillips.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that.
So good.
I'm the captain now.
This year with Bridge of Spies.
Still haven't seen that.
I haven't. I downloaded it, so whatever. I'll watch it eventually. I don't know. That's a tough one. I would have to. I'll have my answer.
You have
in 2 weeks.
Nothing right now.
I'll have my answer in 2 weeks. I could throw Oscars in there, but that's kind of silly. Because Leo's gonna win, so it doesn't matter.
I'd like Tarantino to win, or at least get nominated for best writing.
Right?
No, Hateful Eight's actually like not really getting great reviews.
Is it out yet? It got reviewed.
Christmas, it's out and it goes worldwide. Well, you know, U.S. wide on the 8th, January.
Oh, interesting. 8th.
Same day as the Revenant.
It's got reviews
actually.
Already.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, I'm sure I'm gonna like it, but I don't know.
Of course. I mean, I can't imagine it being bad, but
I'm not saying.
But
it's
maybe
bad. It might just be Jackie Brown.
Yeah.
It's not great, like, but it's not...
It's like
four
Tarantino's on a low, but it's still going to be good. But I think he'll get that. I think he always gets to the writing nom.
Because
writing's awesome. So you can't say no to that.
True. So no other...
I'd be lying. My wish... Oh, no, I have a wish. I want a similar antagonist brought back in Game of Thrones. Because you know who my man was.
Tywin.
And you know
love Tywin.
Yeah, I love them.
Yep.
He's gone. And
is he coming
even,
back?
Even...
Wait, he's coming back?
I don't think so.
Maybe the Freys. The Freys could be big.
I was big in the Walder Frey, but...
You don't think so?
Maybe.
No, I'm not even thinking of the Freys. Greyjoy's. Theon's father.
Oh.
I can see him having a Tywin feel to him.
Maybe, but he wasn't as powerful as Tywin. So it's just like, all right, you sit on your island and try and be...
Try to do something
right
now.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. But
either way, a good Game of Thrones season would be
a good Game of Thrones with Jon Snow it back and not a zombie or whatever they're going to do with him.
So that's your realistic one. What's the crazy one?
Crazy. Well,
because Game of Thrones is going to be good.
Paul Dano.
Paul Dano's getting the vote. No, I think there's a release schedule for the Star Wars movies already, right?
But it's not next year.
It's every 2 years.
Every two years.
So that would have been my.
And Guardians is also 2017. I was going to say like another good Guardians, but I know that's 2017.
Yeah, no, I wanted to see. Because now that I know that they're not terrible, I want.
You're pumped for them?
You want, yeah. Keep them coming.
Yeah, I guess that'd be my unrealistic one. Somehow the time frame is.
I think it's worth mentioning that, you know, because we kind of, you know, poked at it last episode. That if Star Wars got such great reviews, should it be nominated for Best Picture in the Oscars this year?
It didn't get any Golden Globe noms, at least for like Best Picture.
True, so. But
I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't see it as a.
I mean, all around best movie.
But like, no. I think the first one was nominated, right?
Well,
the first one was.
First what one's kind of nominated. Movies would be made then, you know? 1977.
That was a crazy year. That was like I think Rocky won that year.
No.
Something big beat it. Maybe we could look it up.
Like, Internet, wait, thing, just...
But we just finished talking about... Well, I just finished that, how this felt like a movie. Like the Star Wars movie. I don't think it's...
Pet is texting. I'm downstairs. Was this canceled? No one let me know. What are you guys doing?
Everybody's downstairs. They're not letting him in.
Yeah, not until I figure out who's nominated 1977.
I don't know. I thought it was Rocky, but I could be wrong. But yeah, no.
It could have been Rocky. I'm trying to. Let's see.
I don't know if I'd go as far as to say.
Rocky won Best Picture.
Movie. Right, that's what I thought.
Network was the one that came out, though, and won a shit ton of awards.
Social Network?
what about that one? The Oliver Stone doing the Sinister Four guy, Durden or whatever his name is. He's just been making a movie.
Yeah, which one? Don't know.
I saw a preview for that, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. That should be interesting. Oliver Stone always touches on those subjects.
Yeah, it's so often political.
I'm not a big Oliver Stone fan, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, he's big
name. I don't like Oliver Stone. It was 1978. That's why I was...
Yeah, I thought it was 77.
And it was nominated for Best Picture.
Or was it the 78 Oscars, but the movies came out in 77?
Well, that's exactly what it was, yeah. I know. Best Picture, actually, I believe you love this movie. Really funny, the guy who's waiting for us to let him in from outside in the cold loves Annie Hall, won that year was Annie Hall.
The next year?
So, it won the year that Star Wars was nominated for Best Picture.
Oh.
Annie Hall.
Wait, so was it Rocky?
Rocky was 77 Academy Awards, 78 was Star Wars and Annie Hall.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. That's kind of funny. Yep, Petson's blowing us out. I guess we should call it quits then, huh?
That'd be the friendly thing to
do. Or you can listen to this and be like, this is what they were doing.
This is what we were doing as you were freezing. But we're coming to get you now.
All right.
Everyone have a happy holidays. Merry
Christmas.
Holidays.
Drink up. Peace.